Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, such as saint viewers and all children of God who attended the worship online. This is the 17th lecture on Genesis. In the last lecture, I explained about the four living creatures based on the Ezekiel chapter 1. I said each one of them has four faces and four wings, and all of them respond and obey only the original voice of God. They never, ever respond to others' voice. Even archangels are out of their league. The four living creatures only listen to God the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There's another special things about them. They are full of eyes, all of them. Ezekiel chapter 10, 12 says their whole body, their backs, their hands, their wings, and the wolves were full of eyes all around, the wolves belonging to all four of them. Revelation chapter 4, 6 and 8 also record that the four living creatures are full of eyes in front and behind and around and within their wings. The reason why the four living creatures have so many eyes is related to doing their duties. Since the four living creatures escort God and the closest to Him, they must impeccably keep a close watch everywhere. They also search this earth at the given order of God. Of course, God the Father observed the people on the earth through the seven spreads. However, the four living creatures watch not only the earth, but also the entire universe. With the eyes that cover their bodies, they take in absolutely everything. Not a single thing can escape their range of vision. The four living creatures fully grasp even the slightest movement of the evil spirits. In time of the emergency, they command the cherubim under their supervision. The order in the spiritual world is flawless and perfectly organized. Both the spiritual world that belongs to Father God and that of the evil and the Satan operate under a precise system. The Lord has also mentioned the order of this spiritual world in the Bible. In this world, the system created by the people has loopholes. So even if the president of the nation is well protected, there are cases where he is assassinated. The organization of the spirit world is completely flawless and everything is supervised without exception. This is also the case in the world of the evil spirits. Anyway, the four creatures are guarding like this. Emergency, the groups under their command immediately move upon the receiving their order. By the way, the field that each four living creatures observe is different. The man-like living creatures examine that extent that each individual resembles in image of God the Father. Knowing this will do you good. The human-faced creatures examines how much each person resembles the image of God the Father. If you resemble the image of God by 100%, 1 or 5, 50, 60%, the more we resemble it, the more we can receive God's love and the protection, right? To be more specific, it inspects the words that come out of the mouth of the individuals. It is because Matthew chapter 15, 18 says, "But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart." So the heart can be discerned by the one's words coming out of the lips. So the man-like creatures observe what kind of a sin people commit with their lips, and they also research their behavior. Observing the words and the behavior of a people, it measures how much they resemble the image of a God. Next, the lion-like creature examines how strong and courageous the believer is. It observes the children of God to see how firmly they keep their faith in a difficult situation and how courageously they run their great race of faith in the name of the Lord. For example, when they are threatened with death or persecuted for their faith in God, the lion-like living creatures check whether or not they surrender. The fathers of a faith, the servant of the Lord, and the disciples of the Lord kept their faith until they were martyred. Therefore, they are high ranked in the kingdom of God and are included among the 24 elders. In a fleshly sense, there are difficult situations when it seems that the people just cannot overcome, like a young David that faced Goliath. The lion creatures precisely examines even this case whether they move on with the courage of their faith or if they retreat. It searches not only the outward appearance but also the inner heart precisely. Next, the eagle-like living creatures examine how in this how believers engrave the word of God all with their hearts and now while they accomplish it. An eagle has excellent eyesight so that it can capture even a very small object at a far distance. Likewise, the eagle creatures search the heart of the individual without the slightest error. An eagle can fly high in the sky and still see a mouse moving on the ground. It can see not only the outward appearance, but also the inner heart of a people. The best way to engrave the word of God on your heart is to pray hanging onto the word. It proves that you have engraved the word onto your heart to accomplish the will of God. Moreover, if you remember the word of God that pray all the time, how can you not accomplish the word perfectly? You can surely do it. Last, the bull-like living creatures examine the field of the faithfulness. It observes whether they are always faithful for the kingdom of God, whether what they do is a sin or not. It also inspects how well they do their best to do their duty. For example, there are servants of God or workers who diligently visit the members and preach the gospel with fervent hearts. On the other hand, there are some who have to force themselves to manage their duty. In addition, there are some people who are found in a place where they should be even though they are not told to attend, such as a service or a meeting. On the other hand, there are people who forcefully attended because their attendance is checked or reported. It's the same with a prayer. Making a habit of the prayer is not something that others can do for you. You should subjugate a body and strive tirelessly in your love of God the Father. Only when you pray can you receive the grace and the strength from the heaven and circumcise your heart. A person who believes in God's word and prays consistently even if there are no clear good results right away. Such a person has a spiritual faithfulness and one who God the Father truly wants. However, there are all kinds of varieties of the hearts and the attitude of the members who attend the Daniel prayer meeting. Some members who come to the meeting before it starts and offer prayer completely and they remain seated until the end. There are those who keep their seats regularly and pray without changing, even for years. They are blessed. On the other hand, others come late for prayer, leave early, and are constantly going in and out. The others miss the meeting with the excuse that they were very busy or tired. Even without mentioning the attitude of mind, there are many different ways to pray. Discipling yourself and cultivating your heart is the most important way to show your faithfulness before God. The level of each individual's faithfulness is different, and the bull creature precisely examines its individual's level of faithfulness. Therefore, even though people don't recognize your faithfulness and the devotion, God does, and He does it precisely through the four living creatures, the seven spirits, and the countless angels. God received a detailed report about everything. And God repays you with the rewards in heaven according to what you've done, and He also lets you receive a blessing on the earth. Dear brothers and sisters, the field that the four living creatures examine are different, but they are all summarized into this. That is, how much is your heart changing into the spirit and the goodness? It also means the four living creatures measure the level of evil in your heart. Who speaks evil things and who slander the kingdom of God? The four living creatures don't miss anything. The man creature observe the word of the discontent, complaint, judgment, and condemnation from the lips of a people. The lion creatures watch how cunningly and covertly people behave in the face of the certain threat. The calf creatures discern whether you are truly faithful from the heart or only outwardly faithful in action. When praying, some people pray without thinking that God is watching them, and just pray because it is checked. Is it okay? No sense. Those who don't engrave the word of God onto their hearts but live a life of the hypocrites are easily perceived by the eagle creature. This is how the eyes that are fully covering the bodies of the four living creatures manage their job of observing. Beside the duty of observing, the four creatures have a unique roles to play, and according to their roles, they have great authority. What is the role of the man-like living creatures that has the face of a man? The man creatures has authority to command and move a cherubim. The number of the cherubim in the spiritual realm is so huge that it's beyond the description. The same with the number of angels. Have you ever imagined the 10 billion angels? But ten billion angels. Do you imagine it? But would that number be enough? There's one angel who watches over. There's one angel who watches over each individual, and there's also guardian angels who protect God's each person. So if you add up all these angels, the number about 100 million is not enough. Also, one-third of them are fallen angels in the world of evil spirits, and not all of them are active, but some of them were released from the abyss and are active. So how many angels are there? So the number of angels and the cherubim is so enormous that we cannot even imagine it. And the four living creatures are the leaders of this countless cherubim. The four living creatures command this cherubim to manage every facet of the job of escorting and guarding. Among the four living creatures, the man creature gives the order to the cherubim. In the previous lecture, I said that is a cherubim that guards the way to the three tree of life in the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden still exists and is protected by the flaming sword that move around and the cherubim. It is the cherubim that respond to and obey the man-like creature. Next, the lion-like creature that has authority to control disasters and the plagues. Even in the world, a lion is a so-called the king of the beast. Once it roars, the other animals feel scared. Likewise, when the lion creatures open its mouth, the terrible disaster comes onto the earth. And the sound is like a thunder. Therefore, the lion creatures doesn't open its mouth at just any time. People should be thankful that their spiritual eyes, ears, are not opened. If their ears were open to hear the roar of the lion-like creatures, their ears would be perished. How much more astonished they would be. The lion creatures was in charge of some of the disaster and the plagues of which are recorded in the Bible. For example, the plague of the fire of the Sodom and Gomorrah was brought upon them as the lion creatures opened its mouth. Genesis chapter 19:21, then the Lord rained on the Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and the fire from the Lord out of the heaven. Then the Lord rained down the brimstone and the fire on the Sodom and the Gomorrah. The rain of the brimstone and the fire was brought upon them by the authority of the lion creature. The disaster of Sodom and the Gomorrah was carried out by the God's command to the lion creature. There is a scene in the Numbers chapter 16 that Korah and others received the judgment. Numbers 16, chapter 16, 32-33, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their households and all the men who belonged to Korah with their possessions, so they all belonged to them, went down alive to Sheol. And the earth closed over them, and that they perished from the midst of the assembly. The earth opening its mouth is the occurrence of an earthquake. This is this one was accomplished by the lion-like living creatures. These four creatures preside over natural disasters such as a volcanic eruption, and among them, the lion creatures takes the lead. The lion creatures also supervise the plague of a disaster. First Chronicles chapter 21:14, so the Lord sent a pestilence of Israel, 7,000 men of Israel fell. When a disease breaks out in a certain place that is the driving force of resulting in the death of the many people, it's also the work of the lion creatures. In the book of the Revelation by John, you can see the four living creatures are directly connected with the disasters that are brought upon the earth during the 7 years of great tribulation. Revelation chapter 6:1 says, then I saw when the lamb broke of one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying as with a voice of a thunder. Now, you know what the sounds like the thunder means. As each seal is broken, the tribulation of the judgment comes upon this earth. Revelation chapter 15:7, then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels a seven golden bowl full of the wrath of the God who lives forever and ever. As these golden bowls are poured upon the earth one by one, terrible plagues of the judgment are brought upon. Therefore, you can see that one of these four living creatures is a lion creature. Likewise, the lion creatures have authority to manage the disasters and the plagues. Among the four living creatures, the eagle creatures has authority to open and close the gates of heaven. The gates of heaven are gates to enter second heaven from the first heaven, where we are currently living. In many places of the first heaven, there are many gates connected to the second heaven. There are gates leading to the second heaven at the various places in the first heaven. This concept cannot be understood with a scientific knowledge of this land. It's about the spiritual world. You've already learned that in space in this earth, you will go up for hundreds of millions of years from the first heaven to the second heaven. But that's not a way to pass the first heaven to the second. And it's the eagle creatures that has authority to open and close the gates. The gates of the spiritual world are open through the movement of its wings. However, the other creatures don't just look at the eagle creature spread its wing. They also spread their wings together. Even though the eagle creatures open the gates, all the four living creatures move together. In the Bible, for example, Deacon Stephen was stoned to death. Then our Lord is standing at the right hand of God's throne in heaven and looking down now. The faithful and the truly holy child exercised the power, but because of the power, he became the object of the envy and the jealousy, became a blasphemer, and is now being stoned to death. But Deacon Stephen, the spiritual eyes were open, and he was seeing the Lord in that form. Who opened this door? Also, did the four living creatures open the second door, second heaven gate, and then the third in that order? No. When standing at the right hand of the God's throne, that is when God the Father and the Lord is in the fourth heaven. When Stephen saw the Lord was in the first heaven, and Stephen saw the heavens open and the Lord's appearance. Stephen is telling what he saw. So the people around him called him blasphemer and stoned him to death. In this way, the four creatures must open the gates of the heavens so that we can see them when our spiritual eyes are opened. The fact is that even though the four living creatures have their own unique duties and roles, they work as if they are one. Figuratively speaking, the part of our body have their own jobs. Eyes are to see, the mouth is to eat and speak, and the nose is to smell, and the ears are to hear. These are their main jobs. In addition, the feet to walk and the hands are to pick up things. Each part has their own role. However, when you want to drink water, not only just one part is at work. Other parts should also work together. First, eyes should find where the water is. Feet walks toward the place where the water is. Hands pour water into the glass and bring the glass toward the mouth, and the mouth drinks the water. Like this way, each part has its own unique role, but they all work together to accomplish the task. In this way, the water passes through the mouth to the throat and the digested, and our intestinal organs and the body all move together. What if one organ of them said, "Hey, it's my not job to swallow water, so let another one do that," then what would happen? Like this way, each part has its own unique role, but they all work together. The four living creatures have different roles, but they also work together. Now, in what case does the gate to second heaven open? One biblical example is when the gates of the second heaven opened during the flood of Noah. At the time, the deep springs of Eden burst forth and their waters pour out into the earth, and the gates of the second heaven were opened. Also, the great flood ended. The water that covered the earth went back to the Eden through the gates of the second heaven. In this case, it was the eagle creatures that opened and closed the gates of the heaven. And also, because of the eagle creatures that we see, the clouds coming out and disappearing at the same spot. How thankful! In theory, star movement is impossible. But since the creatures open the gates, we can see the movement of the stars in the Garden of Eden with our eyes. The stars in the first heaven should not move like that. Yeah, the stars in the first heaven should not move like that. The same way that applies to the movement of dragonflies, the spiritual space opens up, causing the dragonflies together in one place and come out to where we are. That's why we see this phenomena when we have the summer retreat. Then, of course, there must be someone who oversees these places and make a dragonfly come here at the right time, right? Every time you come to the summer retreat, you always experience the absence of the mosquitoes. How thankful we are for protecting Manmin like this. God the Father showed the Manmin members the clouds coming in front and out of the second heavens many times. It was also the eagle creatures that opened the gates of the second heaven. Lastly, the bull-like the creatures that has authority to control the changes of the weather in the first heaven. Gathering clouds, making rain, the stopping rain, developing or dissipating the typhoon, and causing lightning and the thunder. These are all under authority of this creature. Originally, the weather and the climate is to operate according to the law of nature that God created. However, as the mankind has developed the civilizations, they severely polluted the environment and broke the law of nature. So when they suffer damage from the heavy rains or monsoon all over the world or suffer from the drought, they blame God. But who is actually destroying the nature? Humans are done this. Why do people destroy the nature and then blame God? They are so bad. God created the world so that all people could live properly, but humans destroyed it. They destroy the forests and the trees. As a result, we face abnormal weather conditions and the natural disasters are occurring more frequently all over the world. This is not what God originally did. It's humans who destroyed that nature. So we have to worry about the future because the global warming is continuing and the ice in the north and the south pole is melting. If the ice continues to melt, the water level will rise. It will be more serious as the end of time draws nearer and nearer. However, such a disaster can be stopped any time once the bull-like living creatures work. And the bull-like creatures work only when it's agreement and accordance with the proper justice. For example, if a righteous man who is after the heart of God prayed for the change of the weather with a good purpose, God will give an order to the bull creatures. He does not change the weather just any time. All conditions should meet according to the justice. Therefore, If you do not simply pray, "Lord, I believe," but pray knowing through these words what kind of a person you should be before God to be just and how to pray in a way that is a proper rate for the justice, then that becomes faith. For example, is it against the justice ask me to pray for the parents who does not believe in God can be healed? The parents should listen to the sermon and know the Lord first. But most of the time, when I ask their parents if they go to church, they say no. We have many testimonies of the controls about weather that you experienced. When we held outdoor events in the middle of the summer, like a summer retreat, clouds would suddenly gather from all directions, creating the shadows at the event site. There were also many times when a cold breeze blew, allowing us to help sports events. In 2001, during the Philippine Crusade, the two typhoons were approaching. The one dissipated and another changed the course. This was also the same story I told the journalist when I asked me. Dear brothers and sisters in the Christ, so far I've given 6 lectures to explain the spiritual beings that God created, this being the angels and the cherubim. Besides these angels and cherubim, however, there are evil spirits as well in the spiritual realm. You should know about the evil spirits because they play such as important roles in human cultivation. By the way, was it God who created these evil spirits? If God didn't create them, then how would they have come to exist? We will get to this in the next lecture. Dear brothers and sisters, have you ever seen in the puppet show? It seems that the puppet talks and moves of itself, but the fact is that it doesn't. Its arms and the legs are attached to the strings, and the man is controlling its movements by pulling the strings. Just as the puppet is connected by the string to the one who is controlling it, this world is connected to the spiritual world. Therefore, it's very important to understand the spiritual world. You can acquire the spiritual power and authority to be extended to use, understand the spiritual realm. Also, when you deeply understand the enter the spiritual world, it means that you have entered the spirits. When you go to the spirit and whole spirit, so you will be given the authority to rule and govern the spiritual world. God gave Adam an authority, but he lost it through the disobedience. Now, we received our Lord and emulated the Lord, we can obtain the power of the spiritual world. So, if you gain the power of the spirit, you can control the certain level of disease, disasters, and many other things. Workers, if your members is being persecuted by her husband, seize the power of the enemy devils and visit her. In fact, this is how it should be. Those who visit know the spiritual world, bind the forces that hinder the enemy devil, and prevent your members from the hindering, and you must visit. That way, the husband who is guided by the enemy devil cannot persecute her. So you need to know how important is a study like this. If you learn to know these things, it will become a great ability. Therefore, I'm urging you to make this Genesis lecture completely yours all the time. May you become the children of a God with a spiritual power and authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.